I think one of the things, he's just got great vision. He's got vision kind of unlike anybody else when it comes to punt returns, especially. And then the guy just changes direction, you know, on a dime. It's incredible to watch. So I think those are probably the two biggest things.
And the wind Sunday, huge factor, but then their awful field. How much does that play in for you?
Well, I mean, the wind, I don't think the field really plays into it for me.
Okay.
I mean, wind obviously always does, but we've been dealing with that for a while. There's a, you know, going out in pregame, getting kind of used to it and getting my mind right and having a plan going forward. That's, you know, critical. But the field, that kind of stuff, I think that kind of evens itself out. Both teams play on it. And so.
Jim, you got to be as fresh as a daisy after Atlanta.
I wish that were the case. I wish that most of the workload really comes on the sidelines and before the game. But, yeah, actually, that's your best game plan for Hester. If we just didn't punt again this week, that would be the best.
That's a secret.
Yeah, so, yeah, the offense was awesome last week. But I'm sure we'll have to, if we do have to punt, we'll go out there and give it our best.
But Sean, obviously, in the press conference, praised your efforts from the last time around. I think 8 punts and only 2 were returned and 4 were inside the 20. Is that legitimately what it takes and what you go through in your mind? Like, that's, we got to win that field position battle.
Well, I mean, we're always trying to win the field position battle. And, yeah, I mean, if we could contain him like we did last time, that would be fantastic. We executed our game plan last time well. So we'll try and execute this game plan the same.
And a lot of returners have speed, but I think you touched on it, just that burst or that special if that he has.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I think. That's the only thing I can figure out, at least. Number one, yeah, he changes. I mean, physically, he's impressive, and he changes direction really well. But I think he's a really smart returner and has got a vision that kind of exceeds a lot of guys.
And is he even more of a weapon because their field is obviously going to be a little bit slick, a little bit torn up just because of the weather and the way it is?
You know, I don't really think so. I think that stuff kind of evens itself out because, I mean, really, if you're playing on a poor surface, and I haven't played in Chicago in January, so I'm not exactly sure what it's like, but just from what I hear, our cover guys might slip going down or might be a little tentative, but Devin might be the same way. You know, he might slip because it feels bad. So I think that stuff is kind of moot and evens itself out. Yeah, that's true. We haven't. I mean, that's a good thing to have going is that we have only. I mean, I can remember a handful throughout the year where we've been backed up punting, but for the most part, we were out at least past the 20 when we've punted the ball. So yeah, that's. I mean, that's a credit to the field position and how well the offense and defense play.
A fan might say, why don't you just punt out of bounds every time instead of punting two? What makes that so difficult? Not really, no.
Because you have to be perfect on your angle and you have to be perfect in your mechanics. That's why it's difficult. I mean, that's why you just don't see it happen. I mean, you can pull up film from every game this entire season or past seasons, and you'll catch a few games here and there where guys might have had that game plan and they execute it pretty well. But for the most part, you just don't. You don't see that happen because it's really, really hard to do. And then you're playing with fire in the sense that it's really easy, if you're trying to hit the ball out of bounds, it's really easy to accidentally hit it 20 yards out of bounds. And that's not what you're trying to do for your team either. I mean, you can't just be trying to net 20 yards every time. So that's why it's really difficult is that you have to be perfect in your angle, perfect in your mechanics, and you're risking hitting a really short punt.
So keeping it inbounds, what's the biggest challenge for you facing the guy
that gets it? So ball placement's still critical. I mean, whether or not it gets out of bounds, you still want it to be, you know, if you're hitting it left or you're hitting it right, you still want it to be outside the numbers preferably, and then your guys go cover the ball.
Obviously, you didn't get to play, but do you kind of prefer games where you don't have to even be out there because it means your offense is doing so well?
I was about to say, yeah, that's a great thing. I'm happy just being a holder. Yeah, if we're not turning the ball over and we're not punting, that's a great thing. I mean, obviously you don't want to be turning the ball over instead of punting, but, yeah, I mean, last week those guys were awesome, and, yeah, it's a great thing not to see the field to punt.
Is that the game plan for Sunday then?
Yeah, no punts. That would be the best, yeah, for sure.
Does the Hester factor just make it a more difficult week for a punter in general? I mean, mentally or just preparation?
I get kind of mentally geared up a little differently because I know how important sort of precision becomes. And then on top of it, you're playing in Chicago in January. which is tough. So, yeah, I mean, you get geared up because you know he's kind of the, or at least arguably the best punt returner that's ever played the game. So it's a huge challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
From your vantage point, return unit, do they get much credit for what he's done, or do they have an advantage? Do the other 10 have an advantage besides Hester, I guess?
I'm not sure I understand the advantage.
Are they better at?
Are they better at blocking? Is that what you're saying? Is that the reason? Well,
do they give him the space or whatever to do what he does? Any differently than any other team, I guess.
I don't know about that. Devin gives him credit a lot. I know, and I'm sure they love blocking for Hester. So, I'm sure they get pretty excited and geared up for the return game. But you know, schematically, I don't really know. I mean, I think Hester. I mean, their guys do a good job,
yeah.
And then Hester's a great returner. So you put those things together, and it's dangerous.